Blog Talk Radio.
You may think that it's over, that your life is done.
The best
oh my.
Is yet to come.
Don't sweat the challenge, your battle's already won. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Listen, y'all. See, God writes the end before the story begins. Oh, he told me to tell you the best
is yet to come.
As the author of your faith, he wrote a provision for you to win. You're a
the
winner, you're a winner, you're a winner.
Yet
yeah.
You ain't seen your best days yet.
You ain't seen your best days yet.
You ain't seen your best days yet.
I don't care what people told you, you ain't seen no
you best. You ain't seen your best days.
Oh, well, my brother, my brother, my
you
brother.
Your
what you know?
The best
oh,
is
yet
to come.
Oh, oh,
oh. You ain't seen your best days.
Would
yet.
You deposit this word in your heart?
You ain't seen your best days yet.
No, 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 no. It's not too late for you to start.
You ain't seen your best days.
From negative words, get away from negative people. Can God speak to you? Is on the way. I see you eagle, I see you flying high. Ooh, you ain't seen nothing, you ain't seen nothing, you ain't seen nothing. I know you may think that you have, but God told me to tell you, you gotta keep on fighting, keep on praying. You ain't seen nothing. Yes! Go, go, go! No, 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 no!
You ain't seen your best days yet.
You ain't seen your best days yet.
You ain't seen your best days yet.
It's greater. It's greater. It's stronger.
You ain't seen your best days yet.
Oh,
oh, oh, oh.
Bishop Paul Norton. We all looking for the better days as we go. We just thank the Lord for that song. Sometimes the words are so important as opposed to the song, too. Well, welcome to A Time of Reflection with New Destiny Ministries, where we are empowering souls for destiny. Our founding host is Evangelist Adrian Bernard, and I'm your co-host at this time, Sister Ruby Larry. A Time of Reflection is a radio broadcast that will encourage, enrich, enhance, and enlighten and empower listeners to trust God in every area of their life, naturally and spiritually, and to pursue their God-given destiny without apologies. We are mandated to teach and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ as we stand firmly upon our foundation scripture and are built upon the foundations of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. And I read that out of King James Version, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20. And we air Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific time. Our Saturday segments airs at 5 a.m. Pacific time with Minister Billy Burns, and thus they overcame. And early Sunday morning prayer is a corporate prayer that everybody is invited. We open up at 7 a.m. Pacific time, and we're on for 30 or 45 minutes as the Lord see to allow us to be or to end it. Tune in expecting and to receive fresh oil from God Almighty. The call-in number is 858-683-1334, and is for all segments of this broadcast. Please email us at newdestinyministries54@gmail.com or mail any prayer requests or praise report you would like us to share on the broadcast to New Destiny Ministries, P.O. Box 5702, Stockton, California, and the zip code is 95205. Also, we invite you to like our New Destiny Ministry page on Facebook, and we're on Twitter now at New Destiny 54. And you can listen online also at www.newdestinyministry.com to hear our archived message, like I'm speaking now. And we appreciate and are thankful for your tremendous support of the godly men and women that willingly share the anointed, powerful word of God with each of you and us at this broadcast that call in and those that visit this broadcast by internet or in the chat room. Don't sign off because God has a rhema word just for you. And we ask you to continue to pray God's will as this broadcast is led. So with that, we have a prophet that's back on the line again, our prophet, own prophet, Michael Davis, from Ministry of Michael, and that's Vacaville, California. And you know, with no further ado, I'm going to open his line and let him open up with prayer, and as the Lord lead him. We're in the book of Acts, but as the Lord lead you. Prophet Michael, your line is open.
God bless you. Thank you all for coming and being here. Glory to God. We thank God for Jesus. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. We're going to enter into prayer now. Father in heaven, in Jesus' name, we magnify your name. We glorify your name. We lift you up. We exalt you. There is none like you. You are the only wise God. You are the Alpha and the Omega in the name of Jesus. You're the beginning and the end. You are the first and the last. You are he who was dead, but you are alive forevermore, and you liveth to ever maketh intercession for the saints, according to the will of God. Father, we thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit. We thank you that this is available to every born-again believer to speak in an unknown tongue, the tongue that comes from the kingdom of God, to identify that we are citizens of that country, that we are citizens of that nation. Every nation has their own language, and we have ours, and that establishes the fact that we are citizens of your country and your kingdom. Father, I thank you for the blood of Jesus right now. We loose the blood of Jesus over your people, over the airwaves in the name of Jesus. We bind every demon, every hindering spirit that would try to interfere with this broadcast in the name of Jesus. We bind every foul spirit. We bind every unclean spirit. We bind every demonic spirit, every dark spirit that's not of God. We bind every spirit and unclean spirit that's not of the Holy Spirit of God in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we cast them out and command them to go in Jesus' holy name. My God, because of the anointing, every yoke is destroyed and every burden is removed by the power and the authority of the anointing of the apothecary, according to the word of God in Jesus' name. My God, Father, we are here to give you glory. We are here to give you honor. Yes, shackles are broken. Chains are broken. People are loosed in the name of Jesus. Fetters are broken. Chains are broken. Irons and weights are destroyed because of the anointing now in the name of Jesus. And Father, we decree and declare liberty of the Holy Spirit. You said where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty in the authority of the name of Jesus. And now I ask that Jesus would open your ears and open your heart, that you would hear what the Spirit of the Lord would say to the church to bring glory and honor to the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Father, speak through me. Give me the words to say, for I know not what to say. I am only your servant. I am your child. I am here to do your will and not my will. So, Father, I pray in the authority of the name of Jesus, clothe me with the garment of righteousness. Clothe me with the garment of the Holy Spirit. Clothe me with your power and your authority in Jesus' name to speak your word boldly like the apostles did in the day of the book of Acts. And so now, Father, as you have given me this authority in the name of Jesus, so now let your word go forth without any hindrance, without any interference, and without any rejection, for your glory, for your honor, for your name's sake, I pray. My God, from heaven, open their ears, unstop their ears, open their hearts and their minds. In Christ Jesus' name, I pray. Amen and amen. My God. Saints, it is very important that we enter into the presence of God before doing anything for the kingdom of God. You cannot do anything for Jesus until you first come under the umbrella of his authority and get into his presence. My God from heaven, that is the most important thing, is to get under the authority, under the presence of the Holy Spirit, and then the Holy Spirit will teach through you. We're going to Acts chapter 8. My God from heaven, let me just pray in tongues for a minute. Iko to remanda, keta roso koko rende bo shakata rekebe, belte randi kido tu rianda ra bakata roko ko shetai, bakandi oso kudo tu remendo kuto re, be shakata roko ko riandi akati okudo tu remando kuto re, basaka yatanda ra tu roko ko shekandi di osuto re, malatande kata roko bo shetai. Glory to God. Father, we thank you for the power of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, get your Bibles. Let's turn with me to Acts chapter 8, and let's see what the Holy Ghost is going to say today in Jesus' name. And Saul was consenting unto his death. He's talking about Stephen, because Stephen, the great deacon, glory to God, and evangelist, also was stoned because of the name of Jesus Christ. And people are going to hate you for the name of Jesus. They hated Jesus, they're going to hate you. If you stand up for Jesus, the devil is going to try to stand against you. But do not fear. For God said, I am with you. Lo, I am with you even unto the ends of the world. So when the enemy of our soul, which is Satan, and he uses people to come against us, do not fear, for God is with you. Glory to God. So when you stand for Jesus, remember the devil is going to try to come against you. But don't think it's strange that that enemy is coming against you, and he's coming against you through people. Because them people, they're destined for hell. If they let the devil use them, their course of life will end in hell if they do not repent. Yeah. So you don't worry about dead folks.
See, when they don't have the Spirit of Christ, they're dead. You don't worry about dead people. You go forward in the power and the authority of Jesus Christ, because those people are under your feet and they can't touch you. No weapon formed against you will prosper. Walk forward in the authority of Christ Jesus. Don't back down. God will back you up. Hello, somebody, in Jesus' name. And so in the book of Acts, we see in the 8th chapter, he's introducing kind of Saul and his disposition, because in the 9th chapter, God going to save him. Glory to God. So let's go into 8. And Saul was consenting unto his death, the death of Stephen. And at that time, there was a great persecution against the church, which was at Jerusalem. And they were all scattered abroad throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. The persecution was against the people who followed Jesus. The apostles, they didn't get moved by it, because they had an assignment from God. You guys first. Remember in the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 8, he said, you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Then you shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem. Mm-hmm. Judea, Samaria, and then the uttermost parts of the world. So God gave them assignment that first you got to be a witness in Jerusalem. You can't go nowhere. Even though persecution come, you got to stand your ground. You got to stand still, because God has given you an assignment to carry out, and God will not move you to your next location until that assignment is complete. And God will let you know when you're at the end of that assignment, and he'll let you know the next location he's going to send you to once that assignment is complete. But just don't get into disobedience to prolong your assignment. Don't get into rebellion. And don't get into disobedience once again to cause difficulty in the assignment. Stay with the assignment. Do what God is telling you to do. Stay focused on God. Know that the people are going to come against you because you're on an assignment from God. But don't worry about the people. Stay focused on Jesus, because it's an assignment. That's why he said in the Word of God that they all were scattered abroad except the apostles. God gave them an assignment. They had to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Glory to God. When persecution is coming against you, know that you can stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. And Psalms 46 and 10 says, be still and know that I am God. You don't have to run from the enemy. The enemy will run from you. When you come in the power and the authority in the name of Jesus, you will cause demons to flee. You will cause people to flee that got demons in them. They can't stand against you, because they're standing against God. And you got to remember, the battle is not yours, but it belongs to Jesus Christ. Ha! Glory to God. All you got to do is praise him and thank him, because the battle is not yours. Glory to God. We have no need to fight in this battle. That's what he told Jehoshaphat. For the battle is not yours. Send the praisers out first. Send Judah out first. Glory to God. Glory to God. So send Judah out and start praising in their face. And glory to God. The demons will be confused. Because why are they praising God so much? And I'm trying to come against them. And they tell me, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, get thee behind me, Satan. You got to know that God is with you. You can't be afraid. Lift up your voice and call on the name of Jesus. Them demons got to flee in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Verse 2. And devout men carried Stephen to his burial and made great lamentation over him. Verse 3. And for Saul he made havoc of the church, entering into every house and haling men and women, committing them to prison. So you see, because of their dedication to Jesus Christ, Saul came against the church, and they were going in their house, just kicking their dough in, gangster style, and just taking them, dragging them out to prison, see? And so what Saul thought what he was doing was right. That's just like the Muslims, see? They think that they'd go in the area that they live in, which is in the Middle East and in other places. Indonesia is one of the top Muslim countries in the world. They say there's more Muslims in Indonesia than anywhere else. So, you got Muslims and Arab and all in the Middle East. So they go and get the Christians and drag them out and take them to prison. They're doing the same thing now, see? That's the Muslims doing that stuff, see? See, they're doing the same thing now that they was doing in the Bible, talking about they children of Abraham, lying devils. They ain't no children of Abraham. They children of their father, Satan. That's who the Muslims are. They serve Satan, and that's who their God is, the devil. They try to give him another name, but he still is the devil. That's who they serve. The Muslims don't serve Jesus Christ, who is God, who came in the flesh. Amen. They don't serve Jesus. They serve the devil. The Muslims don't serve the same God that we serve. We serve the creator of the heavens and the earth. We serve the true and living God, Elohim, El Elyon, Yahweh, Yeshua, who is Jesus. We serve Jesus Christ, who is God. They serve the devil. They don't serve God. Don't let nobody fool you. Don't let nobody deceive you. They serve the devil. That's who their father is, and the works of their father they will do. The devil is a liar. He's a thief and a killer. The Bible says he come to kill, to steal, and destroy. And that's what their assignment is. If you don't follow them, they call you an infidel. They try to kill you. So that's their assignment in the earth, is to try to persecute the Christians. But God, my God from heaven, God is saving a lot of them folks. God is saving a lot of them because they're persecuting the church, see? And the same thing he did to Saul is the same thing he's doing to some of the Muslims. If they don't turn, they're going to hell. If they don't turn, they're going to burn. But the ones that God won't, believe me, he's going to save them. And that's what he did with Saul in the name of Jesus. You can't come against God's people and God not back you up. God got your back. I just want to encourage you on that in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Just take a praise break for a second. Hold on. Just praise God for a second. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I give you the glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. My God, from heaven. Thank you. My God. I just had a little technical difficulty. See, I was talking about the enemy, and the enemy tried to come against me, but hold on for a second. Keep praising God. Just give me about 30 seconds. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Don't
fade
me.
You.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Okay, we got it fixed now. So thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Yeah, see, you gotta understand something. When you are exposing wickedness and the enemy, you got to remember things gonna come against you. But you can't be swayed by that. You can't be distracted by that. You can't get a attitude and be angry and mad by that. You got to turn your eyes on Jesus and know that God is with you to the end. And he'll never leave you nor forsake you. Just like with these saints. They just went through the persecution because they knew that God was with them. Now let's move on. Verse 4. Therefore, they that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the word of God. Now, see how God turned the thing around? They scattered them around because of fear that they were going to be thrown in prison. So they ran to different cities, and you know, they were on the front end. They were afraid for their life, you know, because they thought Saul and his people was going to come drag them out of their house and take them to prison. So they fled the city and went to other cities. But God used that for his glory to spread the gospel. When they went and set up camp in other cities, the anointing was so strong on them and the Holy Ghost was so powerful in them. Ow! God just used it for his glory. Since you're there, I'm going to use you to preach the gospel. So God is simply saying to you that no matter what location you find yourself in, wherever you find yourself, God has allowed it to happen to get you to that location so you can spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Can I get an amen, somebody? Glory to God. It may look like the devil calls you to depart or get out of something or go in this direction or go in that direction, but God used it to get you to where he wanted you to be for the purpose of spreading his name. Because at the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, and every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Hello, somebody. So they got to hear about Jesus Christ. And stop being afraid of what people are going to think. Go ahead and tell them about Jesus. Don't worry if they don't want to be your friend. Don't worry if they don't want to talk to you no more. But you tell them, look, you got to know Jesus or you're going to go to hell. The time is getting short. And our job is to tell people the truth, whether they hear or whether they forbear. Tell them the truth. Because if you remember in the book of Ezekiel, he tells them, if you see somebody in their sin and you don't turn them away from that sin and they die in that sin, then the blood will be required at your hand. But if you warn them of their wicked ways and they turn from their sin, then their soul will be saved and you save your own soul too. Hey, 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 hey. Hey, see, so that's going to stop you from being scared to tell people about Jesus, because if you see them in their sin and you have an opportunity to tell them, you got to go tell them. You got to come out of your sin. You got to come out of your mess. You got to stop living that crazy, foul life. You got to stop living that double life. You got to stop living phony and be real with God, or you're going to lose your soul and go to hell. You don't know when it's going to hit you. My God, from heaven, thank you, Jesus. You don't know where death is. You don't know when it's going to hit you. You don't know how it's going to come. That's why he said, don't get ready, but be ready. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Whew, hallelujah. I give you the glory, Lord. Let's read on. Verse 5, then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. See, now that's following order. First Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, then the uttermost parts of the world. That was the commission in the book of Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Verse 6, and the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. Glory to God. See, the people will begin to listen to you when they see the power of God coming through your life. You know, just somebody standing up there just quoting scripture and just teaching, that's fine. But it's more than that, really, because if you look at the scriptures carefully and look at the Bible, God sent his people out in power. I mean, you know, I can understand, you know, a Bible teacher, and ain't nothing wrong with that. But God's kingdom is power, not just words, because anybody can talk. I mean, you're not showing me nothing. You're just talking, but you start showing me that you can cast out devils. You start showing me the power of God. You start showing me that you can heal some people. You start showing me that deaf ears open. You start showing me that miracles are operating in your life. Then I'm going to pay attention to you, just like the Bible says here. When they start seeing the miracles which he did, they listen to him. They begin to listen because everybody else had a conversation. Anybody can talk, but show me some power. Show me who's on your side. Hey, who's on your side? Huh? The devil can talk. The Bible said that the devil will present himself as an angel of light. So the devil going to present himself as preaching the gospel too, but he ain't got no power behind him. The devil can't cast out devils. Jesus said to him, if Satan cast out Satan, his kingdom will be divided. So you're not going to see Satan casting out the devil. But what happened to us? Why come we not casting out the devil? So then I got to ask, well, whose side you on? You ain't casting out no devils. Whose side you on? Because the devil can't cast out the devil, but can you? Whose side you on? That's what I want to know. See, we got to get this scripture the way God wrote it and receive it the way he said it. It's not for us to try to interpret it our way. No, read it for what it is, and it means what it says, and it says what it means. Period. Paragraph. End of story. Stop trying to add to and make your own interpretation about what the scriptures say. If you don't got the Holy Ghost, you need to get the Holy Ghost. If you do not have the Spirit of God, according to Romans 8 and 9, it says, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he's none of his. You don't belong to him. You can argue all you want to. You can fight against all you want to. But you're on your way to hell. Now, get that straight. You got people out there who call themselves Christians and don't want to believe what's written in the Bible. And then they're going to try to say, well, this was written so many years ago in so many different translations. Which one do you believe? You better get the Holy Ghost and believe that. Because the Holy Ghost will lead you in all truth. The Holy Ghost will lead you to all truth. That's why you got to have the Holy Ghost, so you can know the difference between the real and the counterfeit. You got so many and the devil put them people in the churches, them counterfeit Christians. God didn't send them folks. The Bible said that some people is the children of the devil. You got to have the Holy Ghost to see who's who. So like I said, now I go to a church and they're not casting out no devils. And you know them folks in there got some devils. They standing outside smoking cigarettes, and then they going to come into church smelling like smoke. Come on. Y'all know that ain't right. And they ain't going to let them lead to praise and worship. Be in the choir, play on the organ and the piano? Come on. Y'all know that ain't right. Then you're going to sit under that mess and talk about God is blessing? I don't think so. God said let everything be done decent and in order. We got to do this thing God's way and stop being fooled and deceived. Well, God give them grace. No, just cast the devil out. Then they'll be saved. You don't need no time for grace. Cast the devil out there. Stop doing that mess that they're doing. And if they don't want the devil to go, leave them alone. See, if they don't want the devil to go out of them, then that means they're in agreement with Satan and not in agreement with God. You got to do this thing God's way, not your way, not the pastor's way, God's way. The word of God is right. I'm not speaking against pastors, but I'm speaking for the word of God. You see what I'm saying? Anyway, every pastor that's standing in that pulpit, God didn't send them. You can believe that. You got to know the difference between who's real and who's fake. Thank you, Jesus.
Whew, my God. It's hot today. See, that's why I pray first. I told you I asked for the boldness of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord. Early will I seek thee. Early will I call on thy name. Yeah, yeah. Oh, glory to God. In the name of Jesus. Zion, where is the church that's calling on the name of the Lord out of a pure and a sincere heart? Zion, where is the church? Wake up, oh, you that sleep. Wake up. Call on the name of Jesus. Cry out for his power. Cry out for his power in the name of the Lord. Yeah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Whew. Hallelujah.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. The old landmark. The Bible said don't remove the old landmark. In other words, you got to stick with the old path. You have to remain on that straight and narrow path. All these folks coming up with this new stuff, and they think it's... No, I don't think... Stick with the old stuff. That's where the power is. Good God from heaven. These watered-down Christian songs they got now, this stuff is so weak, no power in it. Now, I like that one that she played at the beginning. Bishop Paul Morton, that boy, he's anointed. Glory to God. Okay, let's read on. My God from heaven, I'm telling you. So we're going to go to verse 8. Hold on. We're going to go 6. And the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits crying with a loud voice came out of many. They were cast out that were possessed with them, and many taken with palsies. That's cerebral palsy. That's you completely handicapped with that, and God raised them up, and they start walking. Miracles happening. And that were lame were healed. Lame meaning not able to walk. They were healed. So God was doing clearly notable miracles in the face of the people so they could see that he was God. And there was great joy in that city. Now, you see, after the miracles, there was great joy in the city. Verse 9. But there was a certain man called Simon, which before time in the same city used sorcery and bewitched the people at Samaria, giving out that himself was some great one. Uh-huh. So he was promoting himself. Basically, that's what that's saying. To whom they all gave heed, from the least to the greatest, saying, this man is a great power of God. So, see, he was using witchcraft on them folks. See, you got a lot of people like that in the church, too. They want to burn candles and all that old stuff. And you know, the problem I have with candles is this. Now, it represented in the Old Covenant and in the days of the Bible the light of Christ, you know, the candlestick, you know, on the menorah. But that's when they didn't have any electricity. That's what they used that for, because there was no electricity in those days. They had to use candlelight, and God used the candlelight as a type and shadow of his light, that he is the light of the world. So since they didn't have electricity, they had to use candlelight to light their homes. So that's why he said, if you light a candle, you put it up on a high place so that all can see. So he's talking about the light has to be in a high place, okay? You know, he's talking about Jesus is the light of the world. Esteem him high. Lift him up high. You know, put him in a high place, not a low place. So the candles that they use even in the
Tabernacle of Moses in the menorah, the seven candlesticks. Those candlesticks represented the angel of the church, because God said in the book of Revelation, if you don't obey me, if you don't do what I have commanded you to do, I will remove your candlestick. That's talking about the light that's in them. That's what it symbolically represents, the light of Christ that's in. If you don't do what I say, I'm going to remove the light. You're going to be in darkness. That's what he was symbolically representing. It wasn't about the candlestick or the candles. It represented the light of Christ being either in the poor person or the light of Christ guiding you to God's holiness. Because in the tabernacle of Moses, on the menorah, the seven candlesticks, the candles were placed in those seven candlesticks, symbolically representing the perfection of the Holy Spirit. And, of course, the seven churches. In the Old Testament, it represented the perfection of the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. It represented the perfection of the Holy Spirit, seven. And then, of course, in the book of Revelation, it represented the seven churches. And there are seven candlesticks that represented the pastors or the leaders of the church. But the candlesticks just didn't represent candles. It represented the light of Jesus Christ being in the leader. So now people are taking candlesticks and burning them, thinking that that's God, because the Catholic Church, that's what they do. They burn candlesticks and they think that, and they pray over the candlesticks and they light them and they think that that's God. God ain't in that mess. God ain't in no burning no candles and praying over candles. It's not even scriptural. They were used at that time because there was no light. So now, if you study it, you'll see witches using candles to do seances and to call people from the dead. It's witchcraft. See? And then you got saints burning these candles, and I'm going to tell you, there are spirits to come. I used to work around candles, and I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. I hated it. I hated it. In the store that I used to work at, they had also a section that sold candles. I never liked to go over there, because it was always spirits over there, evil spirits. I said, I'm not going over there. I can feel them spirits. Holy Ghost ain't in no candle. Holy Ghost is supposed to be in you. Burning no candles, that ain't God. People try to use it for sensuality and all that stuff, but you don't need that stuff for no sensuality. I put 25 candles on my bathtub. It makes it seem, now, me personally, I'm against them because I know there are spirits that are attached to those things. God is not in the candle. God is in the Holy Spirit. And you got people that got all kind of candles. I go to their homes and they got all kind of candles and they burning that stuff. I can't go in their house. I'm sorry. That's not the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is in you. And you're supposed to let out the fragrance of the Holy Spirit through your prayers as you live a holy life before God. If you really saved and you got the Holy Ghost, your home going to smell beautiful because you got the Holy Spirit, and your prayers are a perfume. It'll represent a fragrance and an odor that you don't even know where it came from. It'll be beautiful, though. I'm just giving you some deep stuff. That's for free. Okay, we're going to move on. Thank you, Jesus. Everybody can't accept it, but that's all right, though. I'm going to tell you something. The Holy Spirit is not in a candle, nor is he in the lighting of candles. The Holy Spirit is God, and God's supposed to live in you. And you are supposed to be the light of the world. That's what the scriptures say. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Because if witches using them, I ain't using them. And that's what witches use. They use candles. They burn them. They pray over them. Warlocks, all that stuff, that's what they use, candles. Y'all better check yourself. Thank you, Jesus. All right. So, verse 9, I'm going to go over this again. But there was a certain man called Simon, which before time in the same city used sorcery and bewitched the people of Samaria, giving out that himself was some great one, to whom they all gave heed from the least to the greatest, saying, this man is a great power of God. They were deceived. Verse 11. And to him they had regard because that of long time he had bewitched them with sorceries. See there? He deceived the people in believing something that wasn't true. Okay? Verse 12. But when they believed Philip, preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. Now you see a shift. When they believed the things concerning the preaching of Philip regarding the kingdom of God, they gave their life to Jesus Christ. The key to the heart being transformed is the preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It changes the heart. It changes the mind. It changes the lifestyle. If somebody tells me that they are a Christian and their lifestyle has not changed, if they're still listening to worldly music, if they're still listening to non-gospel or non-Christian music, I doubt that your heart has been touched by Jesus. I'll prove it to you. The Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Get rid of those CDs. Change your radio station. You running around talking about you in the church and still listening and bebopping to that mess and hip-hopping. You ain't with God. That's the devil. You deceived. See there? You got to get that mess off your radio. Get that mess out of your CD player. Throw them, crush them, destroy them, break them. As soon as you get home today, and if you're at home, as soon as this broadcast is over, destroy every one of them. God ain't in that mess. Tell it like it is. These pastors not telling these people the truth. I'm going to tell you the truth. Glory to God. That stuff is not of God. It's of the devil. Get rid of that music. It's not of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let's move on. Woo! I told you y'all had me to pray about boldness now. See there? Look what God doing. I'm blaming it on God. This is God's work. Hello, somebody.
Amen.
It's God. This ain't my work. This is God's work. All right. So now... What? Sister Ruby, you mess me up every time. Praise the Lord. I love you guys, though. That's why I tell you the truth. I love you. If you don't love somebody, you're not going to tell them the truth. So thank you, Jesus. Okay, so we're in verse 12. When Philip preached the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were saved. They were baptized, both men and women. Verse 13, then Simon himself believed. Now watch this. I want you to listen very carefully. This is very powerful. Then Simon himself believed also. And when he was baptized, he continued with Philip and wondered, beholding the miracles and signs which were done. That reveals something about his heart. The Bible says he believed also, but his motive, I want to know more about these miracles they're doing. I want to know about these miracles. The Bible says he believed, but it appears there was a motive. I want to know about these miracles because, see, he hadn't fully let go of that sorcery and witchcraft stuff, so he wanted to know how he could work it. How can I work that, man? See? So now watch this. Watch this. And be careful now, because there are a lot of people that say, I want the anointing of people like Benny Hinn, Moore Cirillo, and people on that level that have that great anointing. They'll say, I want that anointing. And then you ask them why. They'll tell you, because I want to do the miracles. Well, they didn't get that anointing by simply asking for it. They got that anointing by suffering for it. They had to pay a high price to get that kind of anointing. They had to go through hell. I mean, they had to go through some stuff. Benny Hinn was almost killed in a plane crash. I happen to know that personally. He was almost, the plane crashed. He was in it and injured his wife. But he didn't get injured. But the plane was completely destroyed. Fell out the sky over Florida. Now, you start talking about you want this that kind of anointing, you got to go through that kind of stuff to get it. Are you willing to go through that kind of stuff? See? You got to pay a high price for that high anointing. And everybody don't want to pay the price, but they want the anointing. They want to do the miracles. See? Simon's heart wasn't right. He didn't want to follow Jesus. If you notice, he wasn't asking no questions about Jesus. He was asking about the miracles only. He wasn't trying to get to know Jesus, and that's the problem in the church today. The people are not interested in getting to know Jesus, getting acquainted with him, following him, finding out what he wants. Where is his heart at? What's his interest? What's his will? Do you know I talk to a lot of people, and they're shocked to pray concerning the will of God? Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I ask a lot of people, I say, pray concerning the will of God. They're shocked. Thank you, Jesus. So now we see here that, wait a minute. Okay, verse 13. Then Simon himself believed also, and when he was baptized, he continued with Philip, and wondering, beholding the miracles and signs which were done. Watch this, 14. Now when the apostles which were at Jerusalem heard that Simon had received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John. These are apostles. Now the way it works is that the evangelist goes out, and he evangelizes the people, shares the word of God, and he operates in the level of the anointing that God has given him. Okay, and then he called the apostles and said, these people had believed because the evangelist was not given the authority to lay hands on people that they might receive the Holy Ghost. That's a gift reserved for apostles only. Let me say that again. That's a gift, a specific gift that's reserved for true apostles that are called by God, that they have the ability to lay hands on people and they receive the gift of the Holy Ghost after they have truly been saved and baptized in Jesus' name. Amen? Are you still with me, Sister Ruby?
Oh, praise the Lord. I'm still here. Praise the Lord.
Okay, I'm just checking. Okay, so now... So they call for Peter and John, who are true apostles. And let me just explain that one more time. That's the way the body of Christ works. You send out the evangelist to evangelize and preach and teach the word of God. And there should be miracles, people getting healed in those meetings. There should be not just teaching and praising God and singing songs. There should be some signs and wonders following, casting out devils. Some people should get healed. But when it comes to the Holy Ghost, that's specifically reserved for the office of an apostle, that they come in then, and then they come and they lay hands on these people, and then they receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Let's look at it. Verse 15, who, when they were come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost. See? And verse 16, for as yet he was fallen upon none of them, only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 17. Then laid they their hands on them, and they received the Holy Ghost. See, just like I told you. Told you I wouldn't lie to you. The apostles' assignment was to come in, you know, they just come in like CEOs, you know, after the work is done, they come in with the authority. And they lay hands on these men because these were men who stayed before God. These were men who constantly stayed in prayer and walked in power. I mean, these men only came on the scene after the ground was broken up, after the fallow ground and the hard ground was broken up. In other words, after people had received Jesus Christ and been baptized, that was the work of the evangelists and the people that went out into the field, you know, the teachers and the evangelists and the prophets, and, you know, that was their job. But when it came to them receiving the gift of God, the Holy Ghost, that's when the apostles come on the scene. That's when the big boys come on the scene. They come in there with power, and they come to do one thing, to make sure you receive the Holy Ghost, because that's how you're going to get to heaven. Mm-hmm. That's how you're going to get to heaven. So that's the key. So they came in, they laid hands on them, they received the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Verse 18. And when Simon saw that through laying on of the apostles' hands the Holy Ghost was given, he offered them money. See, I told you he wasn't interested in Jesus. He's not looking at Jesus. This man is not looking at how can I get to know Jesus so Jesus can use me like that. He's not asking that question. He want to know, man, can I buy this thing? He want to be a showboat. He want to be seen. Huh? He want an audience. He want a crowd. He's not interested in the Holy Ghost. He's only interested in promoting his own cause and his own purpose. You got to be careful about them kind of folks. See? I told you this man was not interested in Jesus all along. So you got to be careful of folk that say that they saved. See what I'm talking about? Now the mitigating factor to his true salvation, now watch this, and the mitigating factor means the determining factor in his case. The determining factor in his case was whether or not he was really saved. It appears, the Bible says, he believed. That's what the Bible says. He believed, okay? He saw the miracles, he believed, and he was baptized. But does that really mean that you're saved? Obviously not, because they wouldn't have had to come lay hands on him to receive the Holy Ghost. So the completion of salvation is the Holy Ghost, the baptism of the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Case closed. Somebody challenged me and said, well, that doesn't mean the person is not saved just because they haven't received the Holy Ghost. I said, devil, you a lie. You a lie and the truth ain't in you. They believed. We see the case now here clearly. They believed by the preaching of Philip, and they were baptized as a result of the preaching of Philip. But the case wasn't finished, because what's going to reveal that heart is the Holy Ghost. That's what's going to reveal if that heart is true or if it's counterfeit. Ah, koto renda moshakarabaha. That's what's going to reveal what you got or what you don't got. That's going to reveal what's really in you. So the apostles come on the scene. Now they can see right through you, see, because they've been with God, see. So they come in on the scene and they see that these men laying hands with the Holy Ghost, and they go, Simon, I want that. Man, that's sharp. I want that. Well, my friend, the way that you get it is surrendering your heart to Jesus. And when that heart is surrendered, God will give you the Holy Ghost freely. You don't have to pay for nothing. But because his heart wasn't right. Now let's check it out. So he offered him money after he saw that. But let me just go back and say this first. The Holy Ghost is taking me back here. There are people who do not believe, and there are a number of Baptist churches. Now, I'm not talking about Baptist churches. I'm saying there are some of them. Because Bishop Paul Morton, he teaches, no, you got to have the Holy Ghost. The Full Gospel Baptist Fellowship Association does in fact believe that you do need the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in an unknown tongue. But there are many churches. I'm not going to just say the Baptist Church, forgive me. I'm not going to just point them out, because that would be wrong, and I don't want to do that. But there are many churches who do not believe it is essential or necessary for the baptism of the Holy Ghost to be a part of your eternal salvation package before you enter into heaven.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they teach. They teach that as long as you confess Jesus Christ and that you are baptized in his name, you in. But that's not true, because it would not be necessary for the apostles to come on the scene and to lay hands on these men for them to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. It would not be necessary for them to come at all if that was the case. Because the Bible clearly said they believed at the preaching of Philip, and they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. But that's not enough. They had to have the baptism of the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues. They had to have it for their salvation to be complete. My God from heaven. So I'm not putting you down. I'm just telling you to get it right. Get it right. You know, get it right. Get it the way the Bible says to get it, because the devil will deceive you. He'll tell you, no, just take the first two steps. You don't need the third one. Now, that's the devil talking. Well, just believe and just get baptized in Lord Jesus' name. That's good enough. That's good enough. They tripping. That's too much. They doing too much. They asking for too much. They want you to speak in tongues, sound all strange and everything. That's the devil talking to you. You don't need to go around, Hikobo Shata. People are going to think you crazy doing that stuff. See, all your friends going to leave you. See, the devil will tell you that kind of stuff. He don't want you to have the Holy Ghost, because only through the power of the Holy Ghost can you cast devils out in the name of Jesus. That's why the devil don't want you to have it. That's why these churches are not telling you to get the Holy Ghost, because the devil don't want you to have it. But I'm going to tell you, if you don't get it, you can't get into God's kingdom, because the Holy Ghost is the kingdom of God. Watch yourself. Whew, my God from heaven. Boy, Boy, the Holy Ghost really got me teaching this thing. I didn't expect this. I was just kind of trying to do a little something here. But my God, from heaven, God is talking. Are you listening? Thank you, Jesus. God, I give you the glory. Now watch this. I think we're in 18. Okay, laying on the sand. 19. Saying, give me also this power that on whomsoever I lay my hands. This is Simon talking. And he's talking to Peter. Saying, give me also this power, the power of the Holy Ghost he's talking about, that on whomsoever I lay my hands, he may receive the Holy Ghost. Verse 20. Watch this. But Peter said unto him, thy money perish with thee, because thou hast thought that the gift of God may be purchased with money. Verse 21. Thou hast neither part nor lot in this matter. My God from heaven. He said, thou hast neither part nor lot in this matter. For thy heart is not right in the sight of God. I just told you that the Holy Ghost is going to reveal what's your heart about. The Holy Ghost is the revealer of that heart. The Holy Ghost is the one that searches the heart and know what is the mind of the man. See, the Bible said the heart searches the heart and know what's the mind of the Spirit of God. But the Spirit of God is the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost search your human heart to find out what's in there. See, just by you saying, I believe, okay, I get baptized, anybody can run that game. Anybody can run that game. You get baptized and come up and, woo-hoo-hoo, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Anybody can do that. But anybody just can't be baptized in the Holy Ghost for real and speak in a real tongue. Now, I'm going to tell you something else. You got some devils out there mocking the Holy Ghost. They speaking in a fake tongue. They speaking in a tongue that they done came up with or they done heard. Shandai, Shandai, two Cadillacs and a bow tie. They making up some stuff. It ain't the Holy Ghost. The Bible says you will pray in tongues as the Spirit give you utterance. You can't speak in tongues on your own. It's got to be by the Holy Ghost. He will quicken you, and then after he quickens you, then it will come forth. I heard some people even on TV saying, just open your mouth and start speaking, and it'll come out. That ain't the way it go. It said the Spirit of God must give you utterance. Then you will speak in an unknown tongue. And then some people try to teach them how to speak in tongues. Well, just start saying Shandai, Shandai, and then say hallelujah, 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 and it'll start coming out. No, it's a language. The Holy Spirit is a language. The gift of speaking in tongues, it's a language. It's the gift of the Holy Ghost. It's speaking in an unknown language. Malterosai. And it's clear. It's not jumbled. No, it's clear. It's a language. A language is clear. It's not murmuring. It's kelteroshkataba andi kushkate. It's a language. Mishkatai bandoko shkete muskla kandebo ratai isketate oshkamandi okokutereba. It's a language. It's clear. My God from glory. You ever speak a language and it's not clear? Good God from heaven. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Whew, I didn't know I was going here, people, so you just point to heaven. Point to the cross. Yeah, point to the cross. And while you point, nail me to it. Ha! Nail me to the cross, that it be no longer I that live, but Christ that live in me. Mm-hmm. But Peter said unto him, your money perish with you. Back in verse 20, Peter said, your money perish with you. Because thou hast thought that the gift of God may be purchased with money. Thou hast neither part nor lot in this matter, for thy heart is not right. The Holy Ghost reveals the heart. Verse 22. Then he tells him what to do. Repent. Unless you repent for this, unless you repent, you cannot enter God's kingdom. You got to enter God's kingdom through repentance, which means I confess that I'm wrong and you're right, God. Thank you, Jesus. Only through repentance can we enter. Therefore, he said, repent, therefore, of this thy wickedness and pray, God, if perhaps the thought of thine heart may be forgiven thee. See? God will forgive you if you come to him. You got to come correct, though. If you know you've only confessed that Jesus is Lord, if you know that you've been baptized in Jesus' name, and you haven't received the Holy Ghost, we're going to pray for that on the line today. We're going to pray that you get filled with the Holy Ghost. We're going to pray that your heart is right first, and then you get filled, because the heart got to be right, see? For God to come in, that heart got to be right. That's what happened with Simon. His heart wasn't right. That's why the Holy Ghost couldn't come in. His heart wasn't right. The Holy Ghost not going to come into no foul heart. The heart got to be right. In other words, it's got to be open and willing and submissive. Then he'll work with you to get you to where you need to go. That heart got to be yielded to him. You got so many people playing games. They want to sleep around and everything. I know these kind of people. Believe me, I'm telling you. Trust me when I'm telling you this. I know some people that call themselves pastors. They teaching Bible studies. They sleeping around, spending the night at women's house and all kind of stuff, and then getting up and going to preach. I talked to one girl in Oakland, California, and she told me she done slept with almost every preacher in Oakland. See? One girl done slept with almost every preacher in Oakland and bragging about it. She young, too. Young, about 22, 23, 24. Young. Young, light skin, long hair, all that. Tall, 5'8", 5'9". Slept with almost every preacher in Oakland, California. See? See? And then they're getting up preaching, telling you not to sin, but they're living in sin. You don't hear me? They don't have the real Holy Ghost. If the Holy Ghost was there, he gone. You can't lose the Holy Ghost. A lot of people think you can't, but I'm going to tell you that devil is a lie. You stay in sin, the Holy Ghost is leaving you. Now, the Bible says, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. He don't leave you, but because of your sin separates you from God. Just for that person that's thinking, like, oh, I thought the Holy Ghost never leave you. I thought the Bible said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Yeah, he didn't leave you. You sinned, and you separated yourself from him. He can't stay in sin. He don't be in your sin with you. You think he's your partner in sin? No, he's your partner in righteousness. He's the spirit of truth, not the spirit of a lie. See? He leads you where? He lead and guides you into all truth. That tell you where he taking you. He don't take you into the darkness. He don't take you into the lie. He take you to the truth. Sin is a lie from the devil. My God, from heaven. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. So that's what we're talking about today. Really, it looks like God is really dealing with this area of the heart, and that we need the Holy Ghost, because if you don't have the Holy Spirit of God, then you're not a child of God. So that needs to be established today. We're not trying to embarrass anybody. We're not trying to put anybody down, not trying to disrespect anybody. But it's more important for you to hear this truth and to receive it today than to go and hear a lie and then on your deathbed, or when it's time for you to stand before God, when your time on earth ends, and then he tell you, well, you don't have my spirit. Well, God, what do you mean? I got saved. I confessed your name and I got baptized. Well, but you never went further to receive the Holy Spirit, and that's required. Didn't you hear any preachers telling you that? See, didn't you hear any preachers telling you it's required of you to receive the Holy Spirit, which is the Spirit of God that must enter you, enter your being, and cause you to follow Jesus? You can't follow Jesus on your own. You can't follow Jesus by your own ability. You can only follow Jesus by the ability of the Holy Spirit. That's why he's necessary, because the Holy Spirit is the one that reveals who Jesus is. You can't even know Jesus without the Holy Spirit. So the church is not teaching these people that, and so they're thinking, well, I'm saved. Well, do you have the Holy Ghost? I don't have that yet, but I'm still saved. Well, you a lie too. Y'all know me, I keep it real. You know me. Hey, look, I just tell it like it is. I don't pull no punches. I tell it like it is. I know a lot of people don't like to hear it, and some people probably hung up, but look, I'm just telling it like it is, because it's better for you if I tell you the truth, and then you listen to somebody that's not going to tell you the truth. They don't love you. See? So you cannot know Jesus without the Holy Spirit. That's the bottom line. And if we start teaching that, then more people would really pursue the Holy Spirit so they can know Jesus. Because you got all these folks saying, I love Jesus. I love Jesus. Yeah, well, let me look at your lifestyle for about 7 days. Let me just live with you for 7 days. I'll check you out. I'll tell you if you love Jesus or not. Hello, somebody. Let me just move in for 7 days. With some of y'all, it'll only take 3. Glory. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Are you getting up, speaking in tongues? Are you walking through your house, praising God? Do you have Holy Ghost music playing in your home 24/7? Oh, or are you like some of them other folks only play it on Sunday? You know how some of them folks is. Well, it's Sunday, dear. Let's put on the gospel music. Yeah, I know them kind of folks, too. Holy Ghost ain't with them. Yes, honey, it's Sunday. Let's put on Jesus music now. Let's turn to BET, Bobby Jones Gospel. You better get saved for real. Stop playing games with God. So I think that's the gist of it. I think that's the gist of what... Oh, let me finish this up. Hold on. I got to get 23. I see it. I see something in there. Now, he says, in 22, he says, "Repent, therefore, of this thy wickedness, and pray God, if perhaps the thought of thine heart may be forgiven thee." Verse 23, "For I perceive that thou art in the gall of bitterness and in the bond of iniquity." In other words, he's bound in sin. That's what Peter was saying. And the bond of iniquity means he's bound in sin. Glory to God. Watch this. "Then answered Simon and said, Pray ye to the Lord for me." Now, he didn't even want to pray for himself. You see that? He didn't want to talk to God. See? He didn't want to talk to God. He didn't want to go to God and say, "Father, I repent. Jesus, I repent." Now, if he really believed back there like the Bible says he believed. He believed and was baptized. Now, you see what I'm talking about? He believed and he was baptized in Jesus' name. But then he don't even want to pray. He said, "Pray for me." He didn't even want to pray. He want to talk to God because God know the wickedness that's in him. And he didn't want to give it up. You pray for me. See? You pray for me. Well, don't you talk to God yourself? He ain't saved. If you saved, the first thing you want to do, you got to, "Jesus, look here. Man, I got a situation. I need your help. Jesus, you said you could help me. I'm your child." See? Now, when you saved, first thing you're going to do, "Jesus, help." You might not even know how to pray, but if you really saved, Jesus, you just call his name. You may not even know no words. Jesus! That's good enough. He coming. He on the way. He sending angels. He sending the army to come help you. But if you ain't saved, "Hey, pray for me. Pray for me." You better go talk to Jesus yourself, because can't nobody tell it like you can. You know what I'm saying? Can't nobody tell it like you can. It's your story. My God from heaven. He wanted Peter to pray for him. Look at what Peter said to him. Watch this. "Then answered Simon and said, Pray ye to the Lord for me, that none of these things which you have spoken come upon me. And they, when they had testified and preached the word of the Lord, returned to Jerusalem and preached the gospel in many villages." Peter didn't even say nothing to him. He didn't even pray for him. See there? Now, some folks will say, "No, you wrong. You should have prayed for the dude, man. Hey, the dude asked you to pray for him, man. You're supposed to pray for him." See there? See how people miss the scriptures? Peter told him, "You pray to God and repent." He didn't want to repent. "Man, you pray for me. Man, pray for me." Peter turned, walked, "Man, we up out of here. We on an assignment for God. We ain't got no time for no foolishness. I ain't praying for you and your heart ain't right. I ain't praying for you and you don't want to repent. I ain't wasting my time praying for you and you don't want to even do right." See what I'm saying? Now, y'all saying, "No, you're supposed to pray for the people." I told him to repent. That's his prayer. He don't want to repent. I'm gone. There are some people who want to repent. I got to go get them. That's what he said. He went to another city. "Man, I'm out of here. I've got no time to play no games with you. I done told you what to do from the Holy Ghost. What thus saith the Lord, repent. You don't want to repent, I ain't got nothing to do with you, partner. I'm out. There's other people that want Jesus. I don't got no time for foolishness. You want to play them games? Go ahead and play Russian roulette with your soul. Lose your soul and go to hell. I told you what to do. Repent. You too proud to repent? Go with the devil then. I'm going to get the people that want Jesus." See? That's how I work. Peter told him, "Repent, Simon, that this don't come up on you." Simon, instead of repenting, he going to turn, "You pray for me." partner, I got work to do. I done told you what to do. You don't want to listen? That's your problem. You don't want to listen, and you don't want to obey, and then want somebody else to pray for you because you know your prayers ain't going to get heard because you ain't living right. See? No, you pray for me, man. God ain't going to listen to me. Well, if you repent, he'll listen to you. So you might as well go ahead and repent now so he can listen to you. Peter turned his back, got out of the city, didn't even respond to him, didn't even say nothing to him. Man, I'm out of here. I don't got time to talk to you. Partner, I got other people that want Jesus. There's people that's real that want Jesus. You over here wasting my time playing games. I came all the way down here to Samaria from Jerusalem because I heard you got saved. And I come all the way down here from Jerusalem on foot, feet hurt, corns aching. Glory to God. Got toe jam, dirt all in my feet, and you down here playing games. I ain't got nothing else to say to you. Glory to God. I ain't got nothing to say to you. You don't want to listen? You don't want to obey? I'm going back to Jerusalem so I can preach the gospel so some people who really want the Holy Ghost can get saved. Thank you, Jesus. That's how it really worked, people. That's how it really worked. That's why I'm telling you today. Repent. Get this thing straight. Get it right with God. Because I can't pray for you unless you are willing to repent. See what I'm saying? Prophet, you prayed for me and nothing happened. Well, you got to repent then. Because when God had me to pray, believe me, something is going to happen. But your heart got to be right first. I'm telling you. I'm going to tell you right now. And there are many witnesses probably on this line. When God had me to pray for things, and if your heart is right, it's going to happen. If your heart ain't right, I'm going to tell you nothing ain't going to happen. I'm going to tell you right now. I don't even waste my time. But with your, if your heart is right and you're willing to repent, oh, my God, it's going to come through. God going to come through because God can't fail. He will hearken unto the cry of his children. But your heart got to be right. No more playing games with God. And that's what Peter established, Peter and John. See, that's what they established. I'm coming down here to do God's business. This ain't no game. We're not playing no games up in here. We finished with them games when we wasn't saved. And now that we with the kingdom of God, we all about God's business. This is about God's business here, and God don't play. It ain't no laughter and joking going on. We serious about this because this got everything to do with eternal life. If you die tonight and your soul not right with God, you will go to hell. But soul is right, you're going to heaven. And that's what I'm here for, to lead you into the kingdom of God. I'm not here to play no games with you. I'm not here to make friends. I mean, if you be my friend, that's good. But I'm here to do God's work. And the work of the Lord is to get you in the kingdom of God and to get you out of the hands of the devil. The devil can't have nothing to do with you if you repent and give your heart fully to Jesus Christ. Today is the day of salvation. You, my friends, I love you. I approve this message. Michael Davis, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to pray for you. We're going to have Sister Ruby to open up the lines, but let me pray first. Father in heaven, in Jesus' name, everyone that heard your word today, I ask for boldness. You gave it to me. I ask for you to speak. You did it. You talked to the hearts of the people who were on this line. You know who they are. You know what they needed to hear. I don't. So thy will be done, not mine, because they got to get into your kingdom. And that's the purpose of this line, is to bring souls into the kingdom of God in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I believe I've done what you told me to in the way that you gave it to me. I had a little humor in there, Lord, but you allowed me to have that because I'm not a robot and I'm your child. I'm your son. Thank you for loving your people by telling them the truth. Now touch their heart, Father, so that the heart would be right and not like Simon, thinking that they saved and they not. Simon thought he was saved. He said the Bible said he believed and was baptized, but the Holy Ghost rejected the Holy Ghost. Reject not the Spirit of the living God. My God from heaven. So, Father, I thank you that you will touch hearts today as you lead me to pray, that souls would be saved and that people would be delivered out of darkness into the light, and those that are struggling with issues, as long as their heart are right, you'll deliver them. If they want to be delivered, if they want to be set free, Father, I trust you that in the name of Jesus Christ, they will be delivered today for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Sister Ruby, can you open the lines, please? Thank you.
Amen. Evangelist Bernard.
Woo!
Okay, we're going to go to Mother Charity. Mother Charity.
Praise the Lord. God bless you all today. Yeah, Elder Michael, I mean, you did it like nobody could do it but you.
Glory.
Oh, yeah, I enjoyed, amen, the word of God. Amen, man. It's just true anyhow. Sometimes it's kind of hard, but nevertheless, it's true.
Yes.
And the Lord told her, like you said, that some people don't want to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Not like that. They want you to water it down. The Lord tells you, told us, said, cast not your pearl before swine.
That's it.
Amen. Because, you know, God's word is right anyhow, and God's mm-hmm. word is precious. Amen. Just like a precious pearl. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
It's very costly. Glory to God. Amen. And if you don't want to hear it, then he said to shake the dust off your feet, people.
Woo!
That don't
Woo!
Make God's word to none effect just because you don't believe it. Praise God. But I just
Woo!
Thank
That's
Lord,
powerful,
amen,
Mother Charity. That's
for his
powerful.
Precious Holy Ghost. I'm
hey!
Telling Amen. And he that have not the Spirit of God is none of his. That's what
Woo!
The word say.
Jesus.
Amen. So you're
Jesus.
Not saying nothing out of the Bible. It's
That's right.
right. Amen.
That's
God
it.
Bless you continually. Amen. In Jesus' name, and y'all pray for me as well.
We will pray for you, Mother Charity, and you continue to pray for us. And I just want to say, Mother Charity, may the peace of God that surpasses all understanding keep your heart and mind in Christ Jesus, and may the Spirit of peace rest upon you continually. That's my prayer for you in Jesus' name.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen, Mother Charity. We got a few callers. Sister T, I'm going in the order. Sister T.
God bless.
God bless.
That was such an awesome word of God. I mean, really. I mean, God, you break it down the way it should be broken down in us. I receive it. I mean, it's a lot of things I am facing, and I'll admit it. But I love God. I love God, and I know he's dealing with my heart right now. So continue to pray my strength to the Lord that I would be the daughter that he called me to be without the distractions, without all the things that's hindering. So thank you.
Well, Sister T, we're going to pray for you now because that's the purpose of this particular message, and that's the purpose of this line, is that we are here to intercede and to pray for people to get them to the place where God wants them to be. We are helpers one to another. Amen?
Amen.
Mandoko shakai tanramako shitendedebaki. Roboha. Father, in the name of Jesus, if there are any heartstrings that are attached to her, by any spirit that is not of God, shakala, cut them off now for your glory, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that heart would be completely yours, all 100% of it. For the first and greatest commandment is, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, and all thy strength.
Yes.
Thank
you.
I remove any attachments that the Holy Ghost has not placed on your heart. I remove the rings from off of your heart whereby the devil has attached some things to hold on to. I remove them in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. And I remove the spirit of fear. I cast it out and command it to go in Jesus' name. Now, Father, who the Son sets free is free indeed. And I see the Lord motioning for you to come. The word of God says, draw nigh unto me, and I will draw nigh unto thee.
Thank you,
now
Lord.
He's begging you, he's petitioning you to come to him.
Yes, Lord.
He's saying, now come. The heartstrings have been removed. The rings in the heart where the enemy have attached things have been removed. And now you're free to come to Jesus with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind, and all your strength. Glory to God. We loose her in the name of Jesus. Foco, sendera, shara ketoro, mikara pendekai. Woo! By the power of the Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, thou art free, O woman. In Jesus' name. Whew. Whew. Glory. Whew. That's power. That's the power of the Holy Ghost that set the captive free and to deliver them who are bound by anything. For Jesus came to set you free.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory to God. You ain't going to look back after this. You ain't going to look back after this. In Jesus' name. Yes, Lord. You ain't going to look back after this. In the name of Jesus, you ain't going to look back after this. Glory to God. For your glory, Father, we say these things in Jesus' name. My God, you are worthy, Lord. That's it right there. That's it. That's the breakthrough. I see it. I see, I feel, I discern the breakthrough. That's the breakthrough right there in Jesus' name. That's the breakthrough right there. That's it. That's the breakthrough in Jesus' name. That's the breakthrough. Let him have his way. Let him have his way. Let him have his way. Don't resist. Let him have his way. Yield fully to the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, the Son of the living God.
Thank you, Lord.
Glorify your name, Lord. We glorify thy name, Lord, high above the earth.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Okay, Sister Ruby. Glory.
Oh, praise you. Okay, we're going here to Sister Albertine.
Hey.
Sister Albertine? Okay, we'll come back. Prophet Darlene Davis, prophetess.
Praise the Lord. Good afternoon,
praise
everyone. I truly, truly enjoy that rich, powerful word. I thank God for your teaching, Prophet David. Let God continue to use you. I thank God also for the recap on yesterday and how God used you on last week. God bless you.
God bless you. God be with you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth. As it is in heaven, hallowed be thy name, hallowed be thy name. You are worthy, Lord, you are worthy, Lord, you are worthy, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Okay.
Amen. Minister Democrat.
Amen, 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 amen. I like this kind of preaching. Deliverance ministry. Amen, amen. I was bearing witness, amen, man of God, when you were talking about if you're saved, amen, you should be, amen, to God, hallelujah, getting rid of some devils.
That's right.
Amen to God. And the first devil, you know, when we be around things, when we be hanging around stuff, we get all those spirits in us. And we need to first start our deliverance ministry with renunciation, like get them things out of ourselves. Amen to
that's
God.
Right.
You know, get those demons out of our lives and
yes.
and whatnot. And that's our first duty, you know. And people forget about the deliverance ministry in this walk
yes.
and whatnot.
Yes.
That's why I thank and praise God, amen to God, that the man of God was reminding us, amen to God. We got all these problems that, you know, we keep asking people to pray for us. And
yes.
we still got the same situation because we have not renounced some stuff.
Come
amen
on,
to God. So we have to get these demons out of us, amen to God, by just renouncing them, amen to God, by decreeing and declaring. So, amen, when we begin to speak about that the deliverance ministry, amen, I begin to cover the man of God because I saw the satanic attack. Because he began to, when he began to teach that, amen to God, the devils had got mad and whatnot and was trying to attack. And we begin to pray because, amen to God, this is the powerful preaching that we need right now. When he gives us this authority, like, remember that God gave you the authority, amen, to tread over demons and the adder and those things that can kill you graveyard dead. God gave you the authority over them and whatnot. And preaching like this reminded us, amen to God, that we saved for a reason. We should be casting out devils not only out of folk, amen to God, but we should be renouncing stuff, amen, those spirits. When we be hanging around things, those spirits, they get in your house. They
yes,
can attach themselves
yes.
to things. They get
come
attached to themselves, stuff like that. So, amen to God, we just have to keep reminding ourselves to renounce and whatnot.
Yes.
So, amen to God, deliverance ministry, amen to God, in this walk, amen. We can't forget that. That's why I so appreciate this word on today, amen
yes.
to God. So, God bless you, man of God, amen to God. This was from the Lord today. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. God bless you, my brother and my friend, in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord.
My God, what powerful comments.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
That was powerful, brother. I'm telling you, the words that God gave you to say, that is true, that we have to remember to clean ourselves up when we go out among people who are not clean.
Yes, God.
Don't bring it in your home where you live. What that brother said was true.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord.
Because that stuff will get out and jump off into your home, and
Jesus,
it'll be hiding, and at
Jesus,
night you're trying to sleep, you'll be tossing and turning
come
and having
on,
all
Holy
kind
Ghost.
Of dreams, and you're like, where did this stuff come from?
Come on, come on, come on. Hallelujah.
Glory
hallelujah.
To God. Anoint
hallelujah.
Your homes every day with blessed oil.
That's right, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Bleed the blood of Jesus over the front door and the back door and the side door and the windows.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. That's
my
right.
God.
That's right, that's right. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Lay hands on your house, wherever you live. Walk it through there and just lay hands and apply the blood of Jesus. The blood never loses its power. The blood of Jesus.
Ah, hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
That's how you stay clean.
That's right. Ah.
By the blood.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
My
Jesus.
God
hallelujah.
From heaven.
Hallelujah.
That's powerful.
Amen.
Right,
that's a powerful
hallelujah.
Word. We're going to Mother Cannon.
Thank
I see you
Jesus.
Came back
hallelujah.
On. Mother
hallelujah.
Cannon.
Hallelujah.
I would like to say praise the Lord to everybody. That was a powerful word today. I enjoyed the word of God because you should know the truth, and the truth will make you free.
That's it.
And I thank God for... He said so many wonderful things, and this is so true. I do the same thing in my home. When I come in, I anoint my windows, I anoint my doors, and I cast the devil out of my house because
woo!
I know I have power, and that's with Jesus Christ. There is only one way to be saved. One Lord, one faith, and one baptism. Then Jesus is the only one that hanged on Calvary's cross and died for all of our sins that we might be saved. He's a great God, and I can't think of your name right now, but keep on preaching the word of God because the word of God will set you free in Jesus' name. Amen.
You just got through blessing me, Mother. That's good. I like that. But I want to encourage a couple of people. I want you to stay on the line for a second. I just want to encourage, yeah, I want you to stay on the line. I'm going to pray for something for you in Jesus' name. I just want to encourage the people on the line. In terms of casting out an evil spirit, it's not, you really don't have to scream and yell, and you don't have to get loud. You can, the devil knows who you are. Okay, if you got the Holy Spirit in you, the devil knows who you are. If there's a person, I've been in a park before, in many situations, but I'm just explaining this one. I've been in a park before, and there was a Caucasian man, a white man, who came up and he needed prayer. He wanted to be saved. He wanted to be saved, and the Lord revealed that there was a demon in him. There was a spirit, and so you know, we was outside, and I just calmly, Father, in the name of Jesus, I bind that demon. I bind that spirit. I cast it out and command it to go. Loose him and let him go in the authority of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Son of the living God. And that thing left, just like that. Okay? So I just want to encourage the people who are listening that it's easy. It's not difficult. It's easy because it's not in our name. It's not in our authority. It's in the authority of Jesus and his power.
That's right.
Glory to God. I just want to pray over dear Mother Cannon. It's Mother Cannon, right?
Yes.
I want to pray for Mother Cannon in the area of another level of the anointing. Another level of the anointing. Father in heaven, in Jesus' name, thank you for this dear, precious woman who has served you for so many years faithfully. And Father, I thank you that you said the laborer is worthy of his hire. And, Father, that's many forms of payment. Some comes in the form of money, some comes in the forms of favor, and other comes in the forms of an anointing, the blessing. And, Father, I ask for another level of anointing to descend on this dear woman, the type of anointing that causes her to walk completely in your authority and in your power, another level of an anointing. I ask you to release it upon her life even now. For thy glory, for thy honor, for thy name's sake, O God. In the matchless name, Shoko Shandai Ketara Kororo Sandire, from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, Saraboko Shatai Rihanda. For thy glory, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
you. For thy honor. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Mother, do you receive that?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
God, you're a good God.
Yes, Jesus.
Right.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you.
There it is. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Bless your holy name.
Thank you, Jesus.
My God. Praise
thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
praise
Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, you are good.
Look at me. Oh,
yes, Lord.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
My God, my God.
In the name of Jesus.
The mighty name of Jesus. Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise you.
Be blessed, woman of God.
Thank you so much.
Amen.
Thank you. God bless you.
Okay, thank you. God bless you, too. I appreciate you.
Amen.
Sister Cammie.
Yes, ma'am.
Sister Cammie.
Praise God.
Yes,
praise
ma'am.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. How you doing?
Bless yourself. Such a blessing to see you on the line.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Just was don't have too much to say. I was just listening in, and I just thank God for the word.
Glory to God.
Glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory.
Oh, glory to God. Thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Lord, touch right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We bless you for it right now, God. Thank you, Lord.
Any other caller?
Let's see, Sister Dawn.
Jesus.
Sister Dawn. Okay. I think Sister Albertine tried to come back on, but she dropped off. But I'm going to go to Evangelist Bernard now. Evangelist Bernard? Oh, wait a minute. Sister Albertine, let me get her. Sister Albertine? Sister Albertine?
Praise the Lord, Saint. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, I just want to say, praise the Lord, Evangelist Bernard, Sister Ruby, all callers. Michael Davis, incredible.
Lord.
Man. That message is absolutely powerful. Well, just incredible. And I thank you for that word today.
Glory.
God bless.
May God be glorified in all of our lives.
Amen.
Because truly, if we keep our feet, and Sister Albertine, I want you to listen to this. You still there?
Yes, I'm here.
If we keep our feet, whether we understand it or not, on the path that he says to keep them on, we shall also see not only the riches of his spiritual glory, but we will see the riches of his natural glory. There's a glory that's within us, and there's also the glory of the riches of the earth. If we keep our feet on his path, didn't he say that I will give you the riches of hidden places? Yes. So God is faithful. Just follow him.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. God bless you.
I receive that. Amen, amen.
Glory to God.
Thank you. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. My God. Glory and honor. All the Lamb is worthy of all praise. Talking about Jesus is worthy of the praise.
Thank you, Jesus.
The Lamb is worthy. Yeah. The Lamb is worthy. The Lamb is worthy of all praise. Shatare kabaya, glory and honor, all adoration. Jesus, the Lamb is worthy of all praise. Worthy is the Lamb.
Yeah, Jesus, hallelujah.
He's worthy.
Yeah.
bless your name.
He's worthy. Glory and honor.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hey,
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
The Lamb
is worthy. Oh, the Lamb is worthy.
My God from heaven, what power God sent today. Is that all the caller, Sister Ruby?
I think Evangelist Bernard is coming on, but I just want to, before I turn it over to her, this has been a blessing to
Let her stay in the spirit. She need it.
To stay anointed. The word of God has just been so awesome sending down to his people on this earth. I just praise him, the word. And
God sent power, Sister Ruby, today. He sent power because there's something he wanted to say. There were people that probably hung up, but they heard it. There were probably people on the, you know, on the internet that heard it. But this is a message that got to be preached in the churches. You know that, don't you?
Amen. Yes, I
do. These folks got to tell the people the truth. And they hiding the truth from the people. And causing them to stumble and fall into the hands of the enemy. Thinking that they save just because they say they believe and because they got baptized, they think they saved. But the Bible tells us something different. You got to go on and get the qualifier. That's the Holy Ghost. Is that all right?
Oh, that's praise the Lord. That's correct.
Sister
Ruby. Amen. That's what the word of the Bible say.
Hello.
It's been a blessing, so I'm going to turn it over. It's a blessing, Prophet Michael Davis. Turn it over
to God.
Evangelist Bernard.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. I was in and out.
I heard you back there praying in the spirit. Thank you, Jesus.
God is great, and he's greatly to be praised. Amen.
Yes, I begin to just
look at this, hallelujah, and hear him expounding on this chapter today. I heard him say earlier as I was on that they're saying it's not essential. But I'm here to serve you. Notice that you can't live right without this power.
That's it.
It's no way humanly possible that you can go from one level to the next without it. Hallelujah. And as I read these verses, especially, I'm going to read this, it's in my spirit. 17, they then laid their hands on them and they received the Holy Ghost.
That's it.
Simon saw that through laying on of the apostles' hands, the Holy Ghost was given.
Yes.
He offered them money.
Yes.
Saying, give me also this power. He knew it was power.
Yes.
He knew he was a witch. He knew he was a warlock. He knew that you couldn't purchase this gift. Hallelujah. He said that whomsoever I lay hands on, see, he wanted it for personal gain. He said he may receive the Holy Ghost. But Peter said unto him, thy money perish with thee, because thou hast thought that the gift of God, Messiah, can be purchased with money.
Yes.
After Peter and the apostle pronounced his fate, Simon repeated, 24 said, then answered Simon. Simon realized he didn't want to be cursed. He knew he was a warlock. He didn't want the apostles to curse him. He wanted to live. Amen. He answered and said, pray ye to the Lord. He told the apostles, pray to the Lord for me.
Pray for me.
That none of these things which you have spoken come upon me. Hallelujah. There comes a time, people of God, where we have to repent. Every day we have to search ourselves. Every day we have to repent for the foul thoughts, for the foul words that we speak against one another. Hallelujah. And if your Holy Ghost don't condemn you, if it don't convict you, if it don't cause you to repent, I tell you, you need to go back down. You need to give a refilling. Many times, people receive the Holy Ghost and they never speak in tongues again. I don't know what kind of Holy Ghost you have. But I'm quickening my spirit. Hallelujah. And if you spoke once, you should be able to speak again. Glory to God. Because it's a gift. And if you live right, you can stir up this gift. Glory. I don't know how people can preach a gospel without the Holy Ghost. I don't know how people can preach without the baptism. I don't know how they can preach without water. You can't preach this gospel without water. You can't preach this gospel without power. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm so glad today I got it the whole way. Hallelujah. They didn't tell me I had the Holy Ghost. I heard myself speak as the Spirit gave utterance. Hallelujah. But now they're laying hands and they're telling you you got it. When I came up in this thing, hallelujah, you heard yourself speak. And nobody had to tell you you had it. Hey, when you begin to start renouncing, like I heard Minister Democrat say, when you begin to start renouncing those things, when you begin to let God begin to change and give you a new mind, and you no longer have that urge and that desire to be around your old friends, your old boyfriends, your old girlfriend, you don't have no more desire to smoke cigarettes and go to the club. Hallelujah. You're transformed by the word, the renewing of your mind, but you have to have some power. You just don't walk away from these things without power. Jesus, I feel this thing today. Oh, God, the man of God has spoken on this day. You go back and read this chapter in your leisure. Hallelujah. And I tell you, hey, glory to God. This word, it's life-changing. This word will make you want to live right. It'll make you want to denounce some things. It'll make you want, hallelujah, to ask God for forgiveness, to repent. But I see folks, hallelujah, in the same condition that they were in when they first got illuminated. They're going back. You know why they're going back? Because nobody's being held accountable. They don't want to set up under nobody that's going to hold them accountable. They want to get lost in these big edifices where they can live any kind of way they want. They can do anything and they won't feel no condemnation. But I'm here to serve you notice. We better go back. And if you haven't heard yourself speak, you better be concerned. You better be concerned because there's no stagnation in the Holy Ghost. There's nothing laying dormant in an active Bible, in a committed life. Hallelujah. When you have committed your way to the Lord, amen, when you have surrendered all, be some change. There should
That's right.
be a witness. Somebody should be able to attest to who you are and how you walk and how you talk. If there are no witnesses, glory to God. He said, after the Holy Ghost come, you're going to be a witness. Somebody, after Jesus, every word that is spoken, it is confirmed. He said, out of the mouth of two or three witnesses,
yes.
every word is established.
Thank you.
Man of God, thank you for standing in the stead. We had another speaker that was scheduled, but he had some complications. But I thank God for this man of God.
Thank you,
was
Jesus.
Able to stand in the gap, and it was of God.
Yes, it was
and
God.
He was able to teach and preach on this chapter. You can't buy this gift, people of God.
That's right.
You can't buy the Holy Ghost. You don't know more. Shy.
Thank you, Jesus.
I just thank the Lord for you.
Thank
the Lord for all of our listeners. Amen, amen. I just want to praise him. I got to keep on praying.
Glory. He's worthy.
My breakthrough. I don't know about y'all, but I need one.
Hey, worthy. He's worthy.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Thank you. So good to have hear Sister Cammy's voice. I've been praying for you, Sister Cammy. Hey, you know, Osaya. You know,
yeah.
when you begin to pray for somebody,
yeah.
God touched their heart, and she came on this line today. Hey, you know, Osaya. I've been praying for you, Sister Cammy. Hey, you know,
Thank
Osaya.
You. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
And I heard your voice today. My spirit is rejoicing. Hey, you know,
Amen. Thank you.
Ooh, God, I bless you. I bless you. I bless you. God will answer prayers. People of God, don't get discouraged. If there ever was a time we need to push back our plates, if there ever was a time we need to renounce some things, it ain't going to get no better. Jobs are shutting down. Government is shutting down. Hallelujah. Churches are shutting down. You can't even find a church on Sunday night no more. A church facility open on a Sunday night. Hallelujah. Some of them shutting down. Shutting down having Super Bowl parties. Ain't no more prayer in the church. No more saints meeting. Hallelujah. Because guess what? Some of the pastors are doing some damnable things. So why are they going to have
Amen.
A place to meet and tell you how to live right? And they ain't living nothing.
Amen.
People of God, I'm telling you, you better try to get in tune with God. You better search your own heart. You better search these scriptures. Hallelujah. You better push back your plate. And if you got to cry and lay prostrate all night, do it until you get an answer. Hallelujah. Don't go to the witches and the warlocks. Glory to God. They open 24/7. Yeah, but I know God have a prayer line. We can call on him at any time because he never slumber nor sleep. Do you know at 2 in the morning, God will hear your cry just as well as he'll hear it at midnight? 3, 4 in the any time you call on Jesus, he's always available. But he's searching your heart. He's looking at your heart. And he wants to know, calling on him because of a need, or are you calling on him because of your contrite spirit and your broken heart? That's what he's looking at. Hallelujah. I'm going on back tomorrow. Bishop Jesse Grant will be with us tomorrow. It's founded on chapter 9. Of the book of Acts, amen, out of Chicago, Illinois. I'm going to go back to Prophet Davis for the final remarks, and then Sister Ruby can close us off. Oh, you don't know about Sonya. I'm full of day. I got an infill in the day. Yeah, you don't know about Sonya.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Woo, Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, glory. Of your presence. We, your children, hallelujah, we give you reverence.
Yes, Lord.
So arise.
Arise, thank you.
Arise to your rest. By
our praise,
as we glory,
we glory
in your embrace. Now let your presence now fill this place.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. You are worthy, Father, to receive all glory, honor, and praise.
Jesus.
You have sent your Lamb, yea, even Jesus Christ,
as
the perfect sacrifice for the sin of the whole world. And you have used the shedding of the blood to redeem us back unto yourself.
Yes, God.
And you have given us a gift.
Hallelujah.
It be with you here on earth as it is in heaven. And that gift is the gift of the Holy Ghost. To allow us to experience a slice on earth. And to give us power over the devil. That we might follow you. That we might obey you. That we might live a holy life before you.
Hallelujah.
The power of the Holy Ghost. And for that, we want to say thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Bless your name. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for the gift. Thank you for the Holy Ghost.
Thank you, Lord God. I bless you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
And thank you for Evangelist Bernard, Jesus speaking to her, trusting me with this assignment on today. Father, you did it all. You did it all. You get the glory for everything. You did it all. I had no lot or part in the matter. You get all the glory. You get all the honor. You get all the praise. And for everybody whose heart was touched, continue to deal with them because they need you more than ever.
Yes,
we all need you more than ever. And we thank you, Father, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. We bless you, thank God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You're worthy.
My God. Thank you, Jesus.
God. The mothers on the line, we praise God for Mother Charity and Mother Cannon and all of our diligent and faithful listeners. We thank God for you, I tell you. Without you, there would be no us. Amen. So we bless you. We look forward to the rest of the week.
Bishop Grant is tomorrow. Thursday, Pastor Miracle will be on, and Friday with Pastor Hamilton. Amen. Good, so good to see Minister Democrat. We missed you on yesterday. So God bless you, man of God. Amen. Thank you, Sister Ruby. Appreciate you. Praise God for you. In Jesus' mighty name, have a blessed day, everybody.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you again, Prophet Michael Davis. Thank God for Prophet Darlene also being on the line. Amen. And all of those that tune in every day, we appreciate you. In Jesus' mighty name, thank God for seeing Sister Cammy. She's been in my spirit for some days now. Hallelujah. So I'm thank God that the Lord let me hear her voice. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Sister Ruby, we can sign on off. Hallelujah. Continue to praise God wherever you are.
Oh,
hallelujah.
It's been a blessing. We had two in the chat room, 2383 and 2505. Thank you so much. Come tune back in. This has been a blessing from the Lord, all above. I'm going to put on I Need Your Glory. I hope this works.
Let the means of you is what I need. Show me your glory and show me your power. Let me more of you is what I need. Let me, show me, show me,
show me.
Rejecting the love in your warm embrace, but I realize I need more and more each day. I need
me.
Ecstatic, I Need Your Glory by Ernest Pugh. Okay, God bless. We're closing out.